Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So good to have you today. Missed you guys. Good to see you for this early year broadcast. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite things that almost never gets talked about because it's kind of this untold thing that if we don't really look at, we don't think exists, which isn't the truth. We're going to talk about the untold, the massive cost of doing nothing in life and in business. So many times I see people doing crazy stuff like going to Walmart for one type of cleaner and ordering another one online and doing a third one from some sort of supply company and kind of pinching pennies, right? About I can save a nickel here, I can do this thing here. But they overlook one of the biggest costs of owning any business, never mind a cleaning business, which is the cost of doing nothing, right? Of knowing that you're not getting the results that you want, you're not living the life that you want, you're not having the growth that you want, and you do nothing. And part of that can be because I tried something and it didn't work, or I've tried lots of things and they didn't work, which is fine. And we've all done that. I wish I could tell you everything I tried worked, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. But the reality is the cost of doing nothing will sink your business. It's greater than just about any, and the biggest problem, the thing that's most insidious about it, it doesn't show up on your balance sheet or your P&L, right? So you got your P&L and you're like, holy crap, did I just spend $10,000 on workers' comp this month or whatever the case may be? But the cost of doing nothing can be huge. And we're going to dive into that, what it costs, and B, how to fix it. So the problem is if we do nothing as entrepreneurs, so first of all, I just is a life philosophy, doing nothing and indecisiveness makes me crazy. But when it comes to entrepreneurs, it's not optional, right? All we do all day, I think my camera's off here, is make decisions, right? That's really what an entrepreneur does. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So successful entrepreneurs do that. They take charge, right? Our entire team, our customers, our employees, our vendors all look to us for our vision, right? Of deciding what direction we're going to sail the ship. And if you do nothing, life makes decisions for us. And it is really hard to lead when you're just going down the current without putting your paddle in the water and deciding which way you're going to go. So the cost of doing nothing, we're going to talk about the financial cost to your business and to your emotions and to everyone that you're working with. But the big cost is life takes control and you lose what so many of us value most, which is control, right? Hey, Eric, good to have you, buddy. So we're going to talk about that today. A, how to fix it. B, why it's so insidious. And C, how you never have to deal with it again. So the first thing that is just a lie from the pit of hell is I'll just put off making this decision, right? I don't have to make it now, I'll make it later. Typically, the more reticent we are to make a decision, the bigger decision is. The bigger decision is, more often we know the right thing and are just afraid to do it. That is so much of the coaching that we do when we work with folks. We've got a system that works every time. But everyone that goes through doesn't get the same results. And the difference is decisiveness, right? Some people just go, well, the system said this, it's a proven system. Everyone that's done the work has gotten the results. So I just did the work and I got the results. Easy peasy. Other people make up stuff. Well, you don't understand my situation. That won't work in my area. You don't understand my people. You don't understand my cousin. You don't understand. And what they're really doing is I don't want to make a decision that might be hard or might take me the wrong place. And the problem is, we tell ourselves like, hey, if I just put off making this decision, hey, Denise from New Jersey, good to have you. If I just put off making this decision, I'll make it later, or maybe it'll get easier, which it never does. The reality is saying I'm going to decide this later, which is effectively saying I'm not going to decide this right now. That's the same thing. That is making a decision. So the problem is it's not that we're not decisive. We are a weak version of decisive. The weak version of decisive is I'll do it later. And really what that means is hopefully life will come along and decide for me, or something will happen, or some weird version of it'll just magically fix itself, right? And that's really kind of, you know, hopes and dreams marketing or hopes and dreams business running is if I don't do anything, maybe the world will come fix everything. But if you guys know as well as I do, the world at large typically creates chaos, not order. Hey, Bianca, thank you so much. One of my favorite clients. Bianca's such a sweetie. And there's lots of versions of that, right? I need to sleep on it is a perfect version. I need to give it a day. I need to talk with 16 different people and get all their opinions. Really what that's saying, or it's smart to think it over. The reality of the situation is we certainly don't want to go out half cocked, right? So if you don't have actual specific information that you need, I get it. Let's go get that information. But so many people, hey, Catherine, good to see you, sister. Hopefully I'm going to talk to her, one of our newest elite members. I'm going to hopefully get to see her and her husband here in about an hour. So what we want to do is understand that, yes, there is data that we need to make a decision. So I'm all for that. But so many of us, it's not data. It's just making stuff up. Like, I need to sleep on it. But that doesn't really, but I don't know anyone that's ever slept on it and woke up and said, I've got it. There's new information that's come to me. I was going to make the wrong decision, but thank God I've slept on it. Now I'd make the right decision, right? We're just using that as an excuse to not make a decision or to put off doing something difficult. So yes, it is fine to get the data that you need, but as soon as you have that data, make an immediate decision. Or even worse, so even if I'm like, hey, I need to do A, B, and C, and then I'm going to make a decision. That's fine as long as there's a real A and a real B and a real C, and that really is going to help craft your decision. But a lot of times we just go, I need to sleep on it. Well, that's sleeping on it magically is not going to help craft your decision. Also, a lot of times we'll go, I just need to think about it. But we don't really think about it. And there's no new information. So we just use, the thing that kills me is if there's a specific plan, like I am going to talk to my wife, I'm going to ask her these two aspects of this or my husband, and then we are going to talk about it, and then I'm going to make a decision. That's fine because there's a plan. But a lot of times, like, I just need to think about it, which means I don't have a plan. And I'm just not going to do anything until life takes its plan and makes the decision for me, which is almost never the decision that you want. So you've got to get over that thinking, certainly as a business owner, right? I don't think it's a good strategy for life. I know it's not a good strategy for being a business owner because you've got everybody watching you, customers, employees, your whole team is like, hey, someone's got a lead. And if you're like, I don't know, this is scary, then they're just not going to follow. Hey, Amanda, good to have you on, sister. So we've just got to kill that thing that A, it's okay in life, and B, it's certainly not okay as a leader of any organization, even your family, right? People respect decisiveness. So the next thing that will absolutely trip you up if you allow it is, I'm not a decisive person, right? That's not who I am. It's great. That's fine. I don't know that anyone's a decisive person to start, but it's like a muscle. No one's a decisive person to get started. Or some people, it makes sense and it's easier for them to build that muscle, and other people it's harder, but everybody has to build it, right? And you can do something stupid. Like, I did this years ago when I started going out, when I go out to eat, I pick up the menu. I spend 32 seconds looking at it. I make an instant decision. I'm done. And by the way, feel free, if you need to build that muscle, there's a great opportunity to build that muscle. Is just something like at the restaurant, make a quick, easy decision, and then watch the people go, well, what are you going to get? Have you had that before? I don't know what I feel like. Should I get fit? And they'll spend 23 minutes of a lovely meal out with friends worrying about what stupid thing they're going to get. And they'll be unhappy with their decision more often than you are with yours. And you just make an instant decision, stupid stuff like that. So it is a muscle. If you feel like you're not decisive, start being decisive or choosing to be decisive in little things that have a low cost, and then start working your way up to bigger and bigger decisions. But the first step in the whole process is recognizing the value in being decisive and deciding to be decisive, right? And you can do that right now. You can decide today, as of now, I'm a decisive person. Now that might mean, because you're not naturally a decisive person, that it's scarier for you, or you have to work harder at it, or you have to step further outside of your comfort zone. But you can be decisive and go, I'm choosing that path. That's who I'm going to be. The next belief that's going to kill you is, it doesn't cost me anything to wait. It's fine, right? Like, if I don't do it now, I'll wait. And if I can maybe do it later. And depending what later is and what the decision is, sometimes that's the case. If later's a month from now, that's almost never the case. If later's in an hour, right? Maybe. But again, you want to make sure that you've got some sort of action plan. A lot of people go, I got to think about it, but they're not really going to think about it. They just want to put it off. So remember, every moment that you don't take action, right? Every minute you don't take action, not only costs you time, it costs you passion, it costs your own self-belief, it costs the belief that your team has in you is the ability to lead. So A, that's the internal cost, right? So there's an external and internal cost. The internal cost is looking at yourself as a person who's not in control and who has to wait for the world and doesn't know what's doing and shouldn't be trusted, right? That's internal. The external cost, the wait tax, is what your revenue would have been if you started earlier, right? Say you want to start a business and I get this all the time, people are like, I've wanted to start a business since I was a kid, but it's been 20 years. And, you know, they say the best time to buy real estate is 10 years ago. And the second best time is now, right? The best time to start a business 10, 20 years ago, a successful business. And if you can't do that, you don't have your time machine ready. The second best time is right now. So just think, if you've been thinking about starting a business for a year and you didn't, and you would have gone from zero to $250,000 your first year in revenue, that wait tax, the tax that you chose to pay to wait, was $250,000, right? God forbid you waited 5 years and this could have been a $1 million business. It's staggering. And because of that cost is so high, a lot of us ignore it or pretend it's not there, right? We don't want to think about it because if we think about it, we'll lose our freaking minds of what that is. So I want to give you kind of discouragement and encouragement. The discouragement is, yeah, if you have been waiting, you have paid the tax, right? If you have been doing the same $15,000 a month in your revenue and you know that this isn't what you were built for or the potential for your business, but you haven't done anything for the last 5 years, you know, that gap between where you could have been had you taken action and where you are now, that was the tax that you were going to pay, you have had paid, and we can't go back and unpay it. That's the bad news. The good news is you can decide right now to stop paying the tax. You can opt out immediately. The only tax I know of, certainly in the United States government, that you can just opt out of. So again, the best time to make a decision was in the past. The best time to make a decision, the second best time, is right this moment. Kittery says it makes me sick to think about it. So make sure that we use that sick feeling and that kind of desire to beat ourselves up for the positive, right? To just go, you're so stupid, and then you can actually use that as an excuse to make yourself even less decisive. Oh, you're so dumb, you'll never be successful. Look at you, this is another reason. Or we can use it as fuel to go, I'm never going to pay that tax again. Right? I can't make a decision a second ago. I can't make a decision a minute ago. I certainly can't make a decision a year ago, but I can daggum well make a decision right now. So really important to understand the hard internal and external cost of doing nothing, of accepting your reality the way it is when you know that this isn't what you're supposed to be, especially as a leader. The leader just makes a magnifying glass on all of this. All right. And part of that, I want to talk about the backing of, is a sick, insidious belief of, if I make a bad decision, it'll hurt, right? I might make a bad decision. You might. It could hurt you. It could. Therefore, I'll do nothing. That's the killer, right? I'm okay with, I might make a bad decision. Absolutely. We all make bad decisions. Yours truly, absolutely included. That decision could hurt me or others. Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to do nothing. Now we got a problem. That's where it kills you. Like we talked about, doing nothing is a decision, right? So don't fool yourself. If you go, well, this sounds important and I really should grow my business, but you know, I'm going to wait another day. That's a decision. It's just a bad decision. It's just a passive, reactive, letting the world take advantage of you and carry it with its current decision. The stake in the ground, I will have this. This is the life I will have and create for myself, for my community, for my family, for my employees, for the customers that we serve. I am in charge. I will make this decision. That is an empowering decision. I'm going to think about it and give it another year, a week, or a week from Tuesday, or wait to see what my cousin's friend's dog says about that's still a decision. It's just a terrible, disempowering decision. The reality is most decisions aren't bad, right? You're not stupid. You're the owner of this company for a reason. More often than not, you are going to make a good decision. That said, not making a decision, putting it off, is almost always bad, right? So even if you're not a great, you make bad decisions periodically, which I do. Please don't hear me say I'm smart. I never make bad decisions. Quite the opposite. I've made more bad decisions more quickly, and that's how I got smart, right? You can't steer a parked car, right? So if you're just sitting there, you can't do anything wrong. So doing nothing is almost always, not every time. There are some times where pausing helps, but 90%+ of the time, doing nothing is a bad decision. Making a bad decision, we can fix by making another decision, right? So the beautiful thing is, in the rare occasion you take action, you're like, I'm going to be decisive, I do this, you can fix that with another decision that'll fix it, right? So decisions, good decisions can fix bad decisions, but doing nothing never fixes doing nothing. So if you do nothing and then something bad happens, I'll just do nothing again. We'll just make it worse. But if you make a decision that you're not pleased with, you can go back and make another decision to fix it, right? If I decide I'm going to order the salmon and I save that, you know, 6 minutes of bull crap, what do I get? What are you going to get? I don't know. I should text a friend. I don't know how to blah, blah, blah. And I save that for the rest of my life. How many hours have I saved? It's just garbage time. But if I get it and I don't like the salmon, I can either eat it and just go, so what? I'm fine. I can send it back. I can keep it and give it to a homeless person, order another meal. There's all sorts of other decisions. And that's, again, a very small, low risk thing. But again, just remember, in the rare occasion you make a bad decision, when you're decisive, you can just fix it by making another decision. If that one's no good, guess what? You can make another decision after that. Doing nothing is always going to cost you, and you can't ever fix it, right? Michelle says, hey, Mike, I listened to Tony Robbins this morning. This is the exact same message. Just make a decision, take action. Leave it to Tony to knock my crap off. Just kidding, by the way. I love Tony. Celia says, from not doing nothing, I prefer to do something little by little, growing every day. That's a decision. Love the decision making. And again, it's the power. There's confidence in making, even when I talk to people and coach people, I'll go, you got to make a decision. They go, what if I make the wrong one? I go, won't be. It's going to be the right decision. Why? Because you made it. Well, what does that mean? Well, you're in charge. You're the owner. You created all this. So we really got to be able to, hey, Tamara, welcome to your first live. Really important that we intentionally decide to make the decisions that we want. That muscle is so much more powerful than even if you make some bad decisions, which you will. So we've got to be okay with, I'm going to make bad decisions, but the cost of making bad decisions is worth the excessive cost of doing nothing. So the last belief we've got to crush is successful people think things over. The truth is successful people are better and faster in making decisions. And you know how they got better and faster? They made a bunch of decisions. The main reason I get paid so much for the coaching that we do, I wish I could say is I was smarter than you guys. I was more charming. I was better looking. I had a better education. Lie. None of that's the truth. The vast majority is I made a lot more decisions than you guys did. And because I made 1,000 decisions where you might have made 10, of those 1,000, say 500 were wrong. Well, I decided to get that education from that and make better decisions. So many people, even in our training, I'm constantly doing this, is make a terrible version 1.0 and let's get started, right? Get the car moving, then we can steer it. As opposed to, I'm going to think about what a perfect version 1.0 could be, and I'll think and wait and wait and think, and then hopefully I'll make it perfect. It's never perfect. So just do a crappy one right now, and then let's make it better. And then we'll make it better, and then we'll make it better. But you've got to make a decision to do something. And that's really the magic. That's the gift, is A, to understand that doing nothing costs you, not just externally in terms of money and the growth of your business, but internally in terms of how you look at yourself and how other people look at you. Second is, even if you've not been decisive up until this moment, we as humans have this unique ability of self-awareness to be able to decide, right? That's largely what separates us from animals who can't decide. They have instincts that they can't really, they don't have choice. They don't have self-awareness. We have that self-awareness, and you can identify and go, I wasn't decisive then. Before this moment, today I will be decisive. Jason Johnson, who is one of the smarter guys I know and is a great decision maker, says we all make bad decisions. That's how we learn and grow. Some cost more than others. Absolutely correct. All right. So the good news is, yeah, and again, also just from a kind of philosophical thing, I would rather live with the results of making a bad decision and just living with it than forever regret doing nothing. Right? Because one is super disempowering, which again, just as a human being is not great. As a leader is unacceptable. So I would rather my team, my family, my company, everything goes down with the ship and me swinging as the captain, going down with that ship and doing everything I can to fix it, than just passively below deck waiting for life to end. Right? So, and again, part of this is kind of just my philosophy of how I like to live. And part of this is me coaching and seeing what works and is not effective. So if you're not a business owner, you can take this or leave it, right? I think your quality of life and the quality of life of those around you will be better if you're decisive and become a leader. But if you are an owner and you want to be a successful leader and entrepreneur, this is not optional, right? You've got to do this. So the good news is, once you strengthen that decision-making muscle, which you can do, you just have to decide. And you don't have to decide you're going to be perfect, because you won't. You just have to decide that you are going to start today by making better decisions and living with the results, good and bad. Marcus says, we appreciate you, man. Bianca says, knowing what you want, being decisive is the first step to success. That's one of the best things I learned from Mike. Thank you, Bianca. Couldn't agree more. Absolutely. I agree with me. Just kidding, Bianca. You're the best. So once you strengthen that muscle, you have the tools that you're going to need to succeed in life as a dad, as a mom, as a brother, as a sister, as a spouse, and the confidence that comes from taking charge of your life. So if that is you, and today is the day you go, God bless America, I am done paying the wait tax, right? I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm not going to pay that tax. I will have the life that I want, and I'm going to take action. Go to growmindcleaningcompany.com right now. There's nothing for sale. There is a free on-demand training that will help you crystallize and start making some of these really important decisions that you might have been putting out, give you a framework to help you. Go to growmindcleaningcompany.com. There's a little video at the beginning. You can sign up for a free on-demand training. There's no charge, not even anything for sale on it. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. We give you a gift at the end. Take action, be decisive. Again, the concept of coming on and going, wow, that was great, and I feel great, and I feel good, and I like that, is good. It feels good, but it's not gonna do you a blessed bit of good unless you take action. So this is the time. Go to growmindcleaningcompany.com. And again, this is an easy one, right? If I was trying to sell you something, this would be the part I go, get out your credit card, spend some money, and that can be good, right? Like, I'm not saying that would be bad. That's just not the format. But if you can't go sign up for a free webinar, invest some time in your life and start making these decisions. It gets harder from here, kids. So I try to give you a nice, easy one that you can start. I'll see you there in the training. Can't wait to serve you guys. You're the best. Glad to get to hang out with you. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.